In today's news headlines, the Democratic Party's presidential debate on Wednesday night featured six of the top polling candidates, with former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg joining in for the first time. The debate took place in Nevada, where the next primary contest is scheduled for this Saturday in the form of a caucus. Bloomberg, who has spent more than $300 million of his own money to blanket media outlets with commercials, set high expectations for his first appearance, but left most analysts disappointed. Unlike the earlier debates, candidates did not hold back from criticizing one another. And Senator Elizabeth Warren, in particular, strongly challenged Bloomberg on allegations of sexism, misogynist language, and racist police policies like stop and frisk and redlining. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders, who is the current frontrunner, held his own and also pushed back against Bloomberg. However, questions from panelists ended up similar to previous debates, with echoes of right-wing talking points raised as challenges to progressive policy ideas. Here are some highlights from the debate.
I think we need something different than Donald Trump. I don't think you look at Donald Trump and say we need someone richer in the White House.
Mayor Buttigieg really has a slogan that was thought up by his consultants to paper over a thin version of a plan that would leave millions of people unable to afford their health care. It's not a plan, it's a PowerPoint. And Amy's plan is even less. It's like a post-it note. Insert plan here.
Fortunately, I make a lot of money, and we do business all around the world, and we are preparing it. The number of pages will probably be in thousands of pages. I can't go to TurboTax.
So, Mr. Mayor, are you willing to release all of those women from those non-disclosure agreements so we can hear their side of the story?
We have the insane situation that billionaires today, if you can believe it, have an effective tax rate lower than the middle class.
So maybe just the tax code. Why are you complaining? Who wrote the code?
You and your campaign contributions electing people who represent the wealthy and the powerful.
Yes, those are the folks. Democrats,
and Republicans too.
And those are some highlights from Wednesday night's Democratic Party candidate debate in Nevada. A new HuffPost YouGov poll has found that Democrats are largely satisfied with the current field of candidates running to be the party's nominee and see Senator Sanders as the frontrunner likely to win the nomination. Sanders also cinched the endorsement of one of the nation's most prominent Muslim advocacy groups, MGage Action. According to the organization's CEO, Wael Al-Zayat, quote, "More than any other presidential candidate, Senator Sanders has built a historically inclusive and forward-thinking movement, one that represents America as a set of ideas grounded in the belief that all humans are equal and worthy of a dignified life." MGage Action polled its members and about 75% backed Sanders. Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, now retired but still a prominent figure in the Democratic Party, said this week in Nevada that it was possible there would be a brokered convention in Milwaukee this summer. He told Associated Press, "We've had brokered conventions before, and we've always come up with good candidates. It's not the end of the world. It just slows the process down." President Donald Trump's friend and colleague Roger Stone has just been sentenced to more than 3 years in prison after being convicted of multiple federal charges in relation to the special counsel investigation of the president. Trump has flouted norms over the past 2 weeks, openly attempting to interfere in the sentencing recommendations of his friend. Attorney General William Barr, who pulled back on the 7 to 9 year sentence recommendations made by federal prosecutors, has said he may resign over Trump's interference. Still, the federal judge in the case, Amy Berman Jackson, who Trump has also improperly targeted, said in a speech during the Thursday sentencing hearing that Stone was, quote, "not prosecuted for standing up for the president. He was prosecuted for covering up for the president." She added, "The truth still exists. The truth still matters. Roger Stone's insistence that it doesn't, his belligerence, his pride, and his own lies are a threat to our most fundamental institutions, to the foundations of our democracy. If it goes unpunished, it will not be a victory for one party or another. Everyone loses. Earlier in the day, Trump tweeted a video from a Fox News show hinting that he may use his pardon powers to redeem his friend Roger Stone. And Trump supporters are now apparently pushing the president and his administration to purge anyone involved in the special counsel's investigation at the Justice Department. In the days following Trump's recent pardons and sentence commutations of 11 people, more details have emerged about the president's decision-making process. The New York Times reports that, quote, the process bypassed the formal procedures used by past presidents and was driven instead by friendship, fame, personal empathy, and a shared sense of persecution. Additionally, the Times said, advisors said there's little rhyme or reason to how Mr. Trump chooses clemency recipients. He meets with advisors every few weeks to discuss various cases. Once he makes a decision, he tends to announce them right away without bothering to draft a communication strategy, reasoning that there's no point in anyone sitting in prison longer than needed. In other news, a lawyer for WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange made a bombshell assertion on Wednesday that Trump had made him an offer through former Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher to pardon him if Assange covered up Russia's role in leaking emails from the Democratic Party's server. Rohrabacher allegedly made the offer in August 2017 during a visit to London, where Assange was holed up in the Ecuadorian embassy to avoid arrest. Rohrabacher has denied the incident. John Rood, a top Pentagon official who pushed back against Trump's decision to withhold military aid to Ukraine last year, has resigned. Mr. Rood, who was the Undersecretary of Defense for Policy, resigned at Trump's behest and appears to be part of the impeachment-related purge of officials who stood up to the president, including Alexander Vindman and Gordon Sondland. And Trump just installed a longtime loyalist, Richard Grenell, as acting director of national intelligence, a position that oversees all 17 government intelligence agencies. Grenell apparently has no intelligence experience. In international news, a major attack in Germany linked to a far-right racist group has resulted in 9 deaths. A gun-toting man killed 9 people of immigrant backgrounds in the town of Hanau near Frankfurt. The 43-year-old man was found dead in his home later. German Chancellor Angela Merkel addressed the nation, saying there are many indications that the perpetrator acted out of far-right and racist motives, driven by hatred of people of different origin, different faith, or different appearance. Racism is a poison, she said. Hatred is a poison that exists in our society and has been behind far too many crimes. More deaths have been reported from the coronavirus strain that continues to spread, including 2 former cruise ship passengers who disembarked in Japan after a 14-day quarantine. Iran reported 2 new deaths linked to the disease, and South Korea has just announced its first coronavirus-related fatality. And that does it for our news headlines today.